The other day, Dr. Michael Ryan, he's the emergencies chief at the World Health Organization, was asked about the Biden administration's plan beginning in September to give booster shots to fully vaxxed Americans. And here's what Dr. Ryan said. We're planning to hand out extra life jackets to people who already have life jackets, while we're leaving other people to drown without a single life jacket. Well, the numbers tell the story. In many low-income countries, less than 5% of the population is vaccinated. Billions of people have yet to receive one shot. To break this down for us, we're joined by Dr. Krishna Udayakumar, the founding director of the Duke Global Health Innovation Center, where he's been tracking vaccine supplies across the world. And Doctor, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
These booster shots, are they the right thing to do when so many people haven't even had one shot?
That's a great question, and obviously it's a really complicated issue. We do have growing inequities in access to vaccines around the world. Here in the U.S., about 60% of everybody 12 and over has received vaccination. But if we look at Africa, across the entire continent of 1.3 billion people, less than 3% are actually fully vaccinated. So you can see why there would be concern and in some cases outrage that some high-income countries, including the U.S., are talking about third doses at a time when even health workers, other essential workers, and the most vulnerable people in low- and middle-income countries haven't had access to the first dose. That said, I do think that from a supply perspective, we're getting very close to the point where we will have enough supply that we don't have to choose one or the other, but we have to make sure that those doses are allocated and distributed in a more equitable way going forward.
I want to ask you about something else with this. Earlier this month, nearly 200 public health experts and scientists and activists demanded that President Biden act immediately to help vaccinate the rest of the world. I mean, we're dealing with the emergence of new dangerous variants that may be vaccine resistant. How concerned should we be about that possibility?
So long as the COVID-19 virus continues to rage in any part of the world, we're setting up the circumstances for the emergence of new variants. And it's really a matter of time until we see an even worse variant that can pierce our vaccine immunity. And that will put the U.S. and the rest of the world back to square one. And that really would be a nightmare.
Right. President Biden, of course, has been asked about this a lot. And he pointed out that the U.S. actually leads the world in vaccine donations. I think we've delivered something like at least 110 million doses, with many more on the way. But is that enough when we're talking about the speed of this virus in particular?
Yeah, it's nowhere near enough, and it's nowhere near fast enough. So, yes, we should be proud that the U.S. has donated more than 110 million doses of vaccine so far. But to put that in context, we need more than 10 billion doses of vaccine to protect the world in the next 9 to 12 months.
How much of this vaccine inequity across the globe is because wealthy countries are hoarding and stockpiling vaccines? Are there other factors making it difficult to vaccinate certain areas of the world?
Yeah, we've really set ourselves up over decades for this inequity. And it has everything to do with where the financing comes from. If you think about what happened in the early days, about 15 to 18 months ago of this pandemic, you were seeing massive investments from the U.S. and many other high-income countries into their research and development. And in the process, of course, the high-income countries got to the front of the line because they were able to make the purchases earlier. Secondly, we've seen that the site of manufacturing really makes a difference. For global programs like COVAX, which was set up in the midst of the pandemic to try to provide equitable access, especially to the poorest countries in the world, they were really relying on a single manufacturer in India, the Serum Institute of India. But what we saw was that a massive wave of infections in India made that country decide to keep as much of their manufacturing output as possible. And that really took away from dozens of other low-income and middle-income countries that were relying on it.
Doctor, you know the elephant in the room is that if this current pattern holds, we might just see a future where the pandemic primarily impacts poorer countries. What needs to be done right now to bridge the global vaccine gap beyond what is already happening?
So the U.S. can play a stronger leadership role. It can put more money on the table. We're going to need tens of billions of dollars more than we have right now. It can help fix the supplies and manufacturing capacity to make sure we're getting more high-quality vaccines out to low- and middle-income countries more quickly. And just as importantly, we're going to see in the next 3 to 6 months that the ability on the ground to be able to distribute and deliver vaccines is going to become the next big constraint. So we should be investing much more right now.
Dr. Krishna Udayakumar is the founding director of the Duke Global Health Innovation Center. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.